Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. Today's episode is called Winning While Wounded. So often in life, life comes and I am realizing that sometimes you have to lose to win again. And in life, we often find ourselves facing unexpected challenges and obstacles that test our strength and resilience. But it is during these difficult times that we have the opportunity to rise above our circumstances and come out on the other side stronger than before. And when faced with adversity, when faced with life, whatever it may be in your life, I have learned that my wounds do not define me, but they serve as a testament to my strength and perseverance. And knowing that you have the power to turn your pain into purpose, also using your experiences that you've gone through, death, the loss of a relationship, the loss of a pet, whatever it may be, the loss of a job, we can turn this, although hurtful, experience to inspire and uplift others who may be going through a similar struggle. And I named this Winning While Wounded. Actually, it's the name of my second book, because I've realized that healing is a process. It takes time. And although hurt and some days depressed, anxiety filled, you have to get up every day. You have to keep pushing. And I prayed and I said, God, the healing hurts worse than the wound. Because some days you have good days, you have bad days, but you have to get up and keep going despite the pain, despite the anxiety. And it's not about avoiding the pain or the hardship. It's about facing it head on and emerging victorious despite the challenges. And I said, God, I don't know my when, my W-H-E-N, but I know I'm going to win. And that means not giving up. And, you know, I felt that there were times that I would have preferred to just deal with the wound, because the healing process is never straightforward. Some days I'm on top of the world and more than a conqueror, and Jesus is mine and I am his, and I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Yep. And then there are other days I'm like, God, why have you forsaken me? I can't do this no more. I hate it here. Yes. those days. You know, because you got to be honest with yourself. You know, sometimes we can gaslight ourselves into believing that I'm okay. And if you're not okay, you're not okay, because that's the real picture of healing. It's not pretty. And some days you sink low. And although you're not proud of those moments, I tell myself that, Cheryl, this is but a light affliction. And when we're going through, you have to really surrender to God. It's in giving God the totality of your situation that enables God to perform the completeness of your healing. I said before, God cannot and will not bless who you pretend to be. If you're hurting, you're hurting. So what? You know, God knows it, and he wants to give you a complete deliverance. You know, a lot of times when we're, you know, in, we're hurting and we're grieving, you know, from whatever it is, you know, death you can't control. But, you know, you hurt nonetheless because you've lost somebody. And, you know, a lot of times when it's relationships and friendships and jobs and things like that, you know, God sees. He knows what they did to you. You know, he saw how they tried to destroy you. God knows it all. And the whole time, you know, whether you realize it or not, God was holding on to you the whole time. And if you really think about it, God got you out of whatever that was in a nick of time, because he knows something is coming, and he wanted to get you out of it before it happened to you. And, you know, later on, although you may not see it now or even understand it, when God get finished his process with me or with you, you will see it. And resilience to keep moving forward, even when it seems rough. You have to trust in your ability to overcome and know that any obstacle that comes your way, embrace it with an open heart and a positive mindset, because I have learned that I have to change my perspective on the way that I look at things. And if you don't change your perspective, you will sit in it. And, you know, you'll overthink it, and it'll take you, open up another avenue, And it'll make you more depressed. And instead of thinking of it as, God got me out of this, you know, because he loved me enough, he got me out of it. You know, sometimes in relationships and friendships and situationships, you know, when you're always the one who cares more, gives more, who sacrifices your happiness for others, and in the end you feeling all empty and worn out, it's a draining cycle where you reach the point of indifference. So when people try to return after treating you poorly, you just genuinely don't care. And, you know, sometimes, a lot of times, God will counsel your plans to save your life. He'll send you in other directions to avoid the danger that you don't see. And, you know, I'm learning to begin to thank God for not giving me what I wanted. Because I don't know what else he saw. But I begin to thank God in different areas of my life for, you know, not giving me, you know, what I wanted. And trusting that his plan for my life is way, way better than my plan for my life. And, you know, it's in the undoing to become that God is making you. So he has to remove some things and do some things to, you know, get you where you need to be. And on my TikTok page, which is called Surviving_Grief8, I posted a post the other day, and I said, the post said, "You were meant to be hurt by them. You were meant to sit with your pain for a while. It wasn't punishment. It was so you could finally lose the old version of you. You needed something to shake you. Without it, you wouldn't be able to move on to everything you've been asking for." And I posted that, and because, you know, a lot of people are going through the same thing that I'm going through and you're going through. And a lot of people don't have the support system. They don't have anyone that they can lean on and cry and tell the story over and over. And the post got over 100,000 views and over 10,000 likes and so many comments. And I usually go to my comments and like them all and respond. And as I begin to read some of the comments in the wee hours of the morning, I just begin to smile and thank God, because, you know, a lot of people were saying how they were suicidal and, you know, they're going to keep holding on to God. And, you know, thank you for because I didn't understand what God was trying to do. When I make my posts, I always, you know, leave a comment first under, you know, under the description, you know, letting people know that, you know, it is not going to last forever. You know, God does what he needs to do to get you to where you need to be. And it isn't because he doesn't love you. It's because he does love you. And again, when I begin to read the comments, you know, and I responded to hundreds of comments, but I asked God before I started this podcast to allow through you to me to reach somebody and help somebody wherever they are at in the world. And, you know, to see so many people, because other people are going through too, you know, and I see that, you know, worldwide now, and not that I didn't know it before, but, you know, really going through my own, and it's, you know, it's eye-opening, is, you know, so I'm glad that, you know, I'm reaching somebody, and, you know, the truth although it hurts, if you change your perspective on what God is doing or what you are going through, and ask God, you know, I told one of my followers that God is not trying to hurt you, but he sees what you don't see. And he's trying to save you from a table where you were sitting at, that you were being fed poison. And she began to say that it hurts. And I told her, lean into your pain. And whatever you do in the next season of your life, relationship, job, friendships, moving, whatever it is, invite God in first. Don't consult him after the fact, because we do that because we might not want to hear the answer that God gives us. So it is best to invite God in from the beginning, and it'll save us a lot of hurt. And I am, again, glad to be able to reach so many people, because I don't want everything that I've been through, all I'm going through, I don't want it to be in vain. I want God to get the glory, and I want to reach and help as many people, you know, as I can. And, you know, when you trade your way for God's way, you find yourself in a strange place where your old self is gone, but the new you is a work in progress, and healing and change and growth are scary, unknown, yet beautiful at the same time, because after you've really changed your perspective and it still doesn't feel good, but you know that God is taking you to a better mental space, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. God is doing a new thing. And be kind to yourself, because you're growing through what you're going through. And, you know, I'm learning perseverance, and I don't think I've ever been a quitter, but man, this thing, I have wanted to quit more often than not, because, you know, perseverance is not about simply enduring a hardship. It's about embracing it with courage and determination. It is the key that unlocks the door to success and fulfillment, reminding you that every setback is an opportunity for growth and transformation. And, you know, we feel like that we're in this space where, you know, we're failing, we're not good enough, and all of that. And, you know, you're just really in transition. And, you know, there are moments of doubt and uncertainty, but you got to hold fast to the promises of God and allow God to just, you know, do what he needs to do. And again, it may not always feel good, but when you come out on the other side of this, you know, I feel every day like, God, I need you to do something for me today. Like right now, take the take the sting out of it or something, you know, because you get tired of feeling, you know, you get tired of feeling the pain from the death of a loved one, from the loss of a relationship, friendship, whatever it be. Because again, healing is a process. That's why I ask God to help me to win while wounded. Because that's the only way. Like, I feel like, you know, again, the healing is a process. And, you know, God let me go through this with grace. And on those days when I feel like I can't hold myself up, you know, God just hold on to me. And, you know, the power of perseverance and that tenacity to succeed, it lies within you. And you got to embrace it with open arms, you know, because it's leading you to a better future. And I realized that, you know, one day I'm going to wake up, and I wish that day was tomorrow, but one day I'm going to wake up and, you know, all the hurt, you know, it's just going to be a distant memory. And I will welcome that with open arms. I want a distant memory. I do. I want God to just take it all away, preferably today. And, you know, we have, when we're faced with pain and adversity and everything we're going to through, we have this incredible opportunity to transform our suffering into strength and purpose. And that requires us to embrace what we're going through so that we can uncover a deeper sense of meaning and fulfillment in our lives. Because every obstacle that you encounter is an invitation to grow and evolve into the best version of you by reframing our difficulties into opportunities for growth. We can shift our perspective and find clarity in the midst of a chaos. And through our struggles is where we going to find our inner strength and resilience, because a diamond formed under pressure shines brightly despite the crushing. And every setback is a chance for you to rise stronger, more determined than before. And when we choose to turn our pain into purpose, you create a positive impact, not only in your own life, but also in the lives of others. You know, by sharing your story of overcoming adversity. So embrace it. And I know that, you know, is easier said than done. And, you know, finding hope in the midst of life's darkest moments, when everything seems bleak and hopeless, we can easily lose sight of the light at the end of the tunnel. But even in the deepest shadows, there is light and there's hope waiting to be found. And hope is very powerful. Because if you lose your hope, then you don't leave yourself anything to look forward to. And hope reminds us that there's a chance for things to get better. The belief that no matter how difficult the present may be, there is still a possibility for a bright future. During the times of darkness, it's important to hold on to hope like a lifeline. It can be found in small moments of joy and the kindness of others and the strength and resilience that lies within each of us. Even the longest night eventually gives way to the dawn, and that the sun will shine again after the storm. It doesn't rain forever. And I know when you're going through it, like I feel, like I've been in it forever. And yeah, I feel like I've been in it forever. I feel like, God, when? Like, I feel like the sun hasn't shined. And, you know, I am starting to get my appetite back, and it feels good, because, you know, you lose a lot of yourself when you're going through loss of a loved one, in my case, my child, loss of a relationship, job loss, you know, it takes a toll on you. And it can be harsh, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically. And I thank God, you know, I've had a lot of self-doubt in this journey. And I've had self-doubt because I've felt like a failure, and nobody likes to lose anything, but I felt like a failure. I felt like I took 3 steps forward and got knocked back 35 steps. And the self-doubt has been crazy. And then I've had to remind myself that the same God that helped me through the last situation is the same God that is going to help me through this situation. And all the obstacles that I've overcome, and there have been countless victories in my life. And I think in this season of my life, you know, I'm moving into a new season, but the former season of my life, you know, I felt like I failed so much. And, you know, I'm realizing that, you know, in relationships, friendships, you can't do it by yourself. You know, it takes 2 people. And I kind of focus on my shortcomings, and, you know, we all have them, but so what? So I'm learning to shift my perspective to recognize my strengths and talents. And, you know, self-doubt, it lingers at times, but I, you know, don't let it overshadow the brilliance that resides within you. Don't let it get to the point where you stop believing who God says you are. If God says you are more than a conqueror, that's what you are. If God says you're above and not beneath, that's what you are. If God said you a lender and not a borrower, that's what you are. I don't care if you don't have a job, your credit not right. I don't care what it is. If God says that's what you are, that's what you are. And there's not a devil in hell that can change who God has called you to be. Because what the enemy will do, he will exacerbate your situation to the point so that he makes you doubt that you are not who God says you are. He will do that to you. He will get in your head, because remember, the mind is the devil's battleground. So if he can get in your head, then that's where he starts. And I said before, if the devil can't take you out, because he knows he can't take you out, but he tries to wear you out mentally and emotionally to the point where he doesn't want you to recognize his voice. Because if you recognize his voice, he knows that you're going to begin to plead the blood and go to God in prayer. So ask God to give you the strength to win while wounded, because healing takes time. And we're not going to sit here. We're going to be resilient. We're going to change our perspective, switch our focus. And our goal, while we're surviving the grief, everything that we're going through, we are going to turn this pain into power and purpose. We want God to get the glory. And our ultimate goal in all of this, whatever you're going through, sickness, depression, suicidal thoughts, whatever you're going through, our goal is, in the end, when they look at you, they see him. When God comes through for you and turn this moment around for you, that they will look at you and the only thing they're going to be able to say is, man, I know that was God. I thank you all for joining me, and I hope my podcast is a blessing to somebody. I know that life is lifing, but remember that even though life is lifing, God is still guarding, and you will win while wounded. Again, as always, thank you for joining Surviving Grief. Enjoy the rest of your week. Until next time.